In this video series, you're going to learn how to set up your own WordPress blog on your server. WordPress is one of the best blogging platforms because it is very search engine friendly. So the first thing you're going to want to do is log into your cPanel, and then go down to Fantastico. Click on Fantastico. Then click on WordPress once you're in Fantastico. Here, we're going to do a new installation. If you have other installations, they're going to show down here. And then you pick the domain you want to install it on, or the subdomain or add-on domain, whichever one you want to put it on here. And then you select a directory if you want it in a directory. Right now, it's at biz247365.com. Right in the home directory. So if you type that in your browser, the blog would come up. If we wanted to put it in a blog directory, we could just type blog in here, and it would be biz247365.com/blog. In our browser bar, would take us to the blog. So we're just going to install it in the root directory. So we'll leave that empty. Down here, you put in your admin username and admin password. You should use something secure here, not password. I'm just doing that for demonstration purposes. Down here, you can put in the admin nickname. If you don't put anything here, then it'll just show up as admin whenever something is posted by the admin. Admin's email address goes here, and then the site name. And a description of the site goes in this one. Once you fill all that in, click Install WordPress. Now it just tells you it's going to create a MySQL database. It's going to install it in the main directory. So we click on Finish. And then it tells us where it's installed it on Biz247365. And we can get to the admin area by clicking here, biz247365.com/wp-admin. From here, we can log into our admin panel. And we're now into the back end of our blog. We can view the site here. And here is the information we put in, Internet Business Basics and the description. And then we have some example posts in here that it creates just to get us going. Let's go back here. Now it's time to start setting things up. The first thing we're going to do in our blog setup is to decide on our blog structure. To do that, the first thing we're going to change is our categories. So if we click on categories on the left over here. Now don't worry if when you log into your WordPress blog, the whole thing looks different when you get to the back end, because WordPress often changes the way the interface looks. However, all of these functions will still be available in the version that you use. So now what we should have is a category tree in mind so that we can organize our blog the way we want. So what I usually do is I open up a notepad and I decide how I want my blog structured, and then I translate that onto my blog. Okay, so here is a small example that I put together. If I was going to put together my blog here, I have my categories. I have making money, and my subcategories, affiliate marketing, AdSense, product creation, and providing a service. We have traffic generation as another main category, and then subcategories, SEO tactics, PPC tactics, article marketing, social marketing, and we have list building, building relationships, and strategies for building your list. Now this, of course, is nowhere near a comprehensive plan, but it's just for example. So what we would do now is we could just copy and paste right out of here, since we've already gone to the work. It is much easier to have an idea first and then put it into action in here. So right under category name, we'll just put our main category. Then we'll add. Then we'll do a affiliate marketing. Put it in here. And then we have to select the parent category, which is making money. Add the category. And so on down the line. We just keep going here until we have everything set up. Okay, and then you see the list populating over here. You can edit over on this side or delete it if you make a mistake. So that's what I do. I just go through my list till I have it all set up. Then when we're all said and done, our categories appear over on this side in the list. Now at any time, you can add to these categories as well. This is by no means a firm list. Add to it as you need. Now, sometimes people get a little confused when they go and look at their site now, and they look under categories, and there's nothing there. Now, before you panic, if this happens to you, nothing's going to show under categories until there's an article attached to the category. Then the category is going to show up. The next thing we're going to do is install plugins. Plugins are standalone little programs that you can easily install into WordPress that will add some functionality to it. Now, to make the search engines come to our site easily, we're going to install two plugins, one called All-in-One SEO Pack and the other one called Google Sitemap Generator. We can find the plugins in the WordPress plugin directory. In the document that comes with the video, you'll find links to the plugins that we need. So the first one, All-in-One SEO plugin, just click download over here, and then download it to your computer. Download it somewhere on your computer where you can easily find it. Once you've downloaded it, go download the other one, Google XML Sitemap Generator. Click download, save it to disk. Now our plugins are sitting on our computer in a folder. The next thing we're going to want to do is upload them to WordPress. So to do that, let's go back to our cPanel. Then we need to go to the file manager, so click on that. Make sure that we're in our main directory, which we are here, where WordPress is installed. And then where the WordPress directories are, you'll see one called wp-content. Go inside there, double-clicking on it on this particular theme takes you in. Sometimes you have to click on the little file folder to get you in. Then we have plugins, themes, uploads, and index.php. We want to go into plugins, and then we want to upload to here. So we go over to upload, we click upload, and then we browse and find plugin on our computer and upload it. Now they're uploaded, so we'll just go back here. And now you'll see we have All-in-One SEO Pack and Google Sitemap Generator. Now these are both zip files, so click on it. And then what we're going to do is click Extract, Extract Files, click little X, and then same with Google Sitemap Generator here, Extract. And then we can delete the zip files, just check the boxes beside them, and then we'll just delete. You'll see now that we have a folder, All-in-One SEO Pack and Google Sitemap Generator. They're both now installed. So we'll go back to our blog, and we'll go to plugins. bring up a list of plugins. And then what we want to do is activate the all-in-one SEO pack and the Google Sitemap Generator. Now those two plugins are activated. As it says here, plugin activated. They're green in color now, and we can deactivate them anytime just by deactivating. You'll use the same procedure for activating any plugin that you want to add. Just upload it to the plugins directory, then come here and activate it. Now what we have to do is go set them up. So we'll go to settings now. Okay, then when we go down here, you'll see that we have all-in-one SEO pack and XML sitemap. So first we'll go to the all-in-one SEO pack. And in here, there's only a couple things that you need to set. Now there are a number of things that you can set if you want to change them, but I'm going to show you what you really should set and what you should leave alone, in my opinion. Of course, you're free to do as you please. First thing I would do is give my home page its own title and a description here along with keywords. This is important for search engines. So I would fill out all of these first. Okay, so there's an example. What I would do in the home title, make sure you have your main keyword in there. So this wasn't that great of an example, but you might want to put internet business up here as your keyword or whatever your main keyword is. Make sure your keyword is also in the description or your key phrase, and then again in the keywords down here, make sure that they're all relevant as well. Rewrite title should be checked. What it will do is it will write the different section titles as you see here. So for this, for instance, this one is post title with a pipe and then the blog title for the post title format. So you should probably just leave all those alone. And that's all you need to set here. So just update the options. Well, that's it for the all-in-one SEO pack. XML sitemap is a little bit more involved. Now the first thing we're going to do after we come in here is we're going to go back to our cPanel and our file manager. We're going to go back up to the home directory, or whatever directory WordPress is installed in. So in this case, we need to go into public underscore HTML where our web documents are stored. Now what we're going to do in here is we're going to create a sitemap folder. The reason we need to do this is because we need a folder that is writable for our sitemap. It has to be able to write out to our server. It won't be able to do that unless we give permissions for it to do so. So click new folder. We're just going to call it sitemap. It is a good idea to call it sitemap, and I'll show you why in a minute. So create the new folder. And then go to the sitemap, click on it, and then you want to change permissions. So click on change permissions. Then what you want to do is make sure all the boxes are checked, and when they're all checked, you should see 777 here. Click change permissions. And that's done. Now we just go back and we can continue here with our XML sitemap. Now what we need to change is the URLs to the sitemap. So roll down until we see automatic detection or custom location. We want to click on custom location and then right before sitemap.xml, we want to just type the word sitemap in there and then a slash so that it keeps the same path. So it's public, in this case, public underscore HTML slash sitemap.xml. You need to do that in two places, both the path and the URL. So here again, we put sitemap and a slash so that it keeps its path here. So that's all we need to do. Now what we'll do is we'll update the options. Now what we want to do is build the sitemap for the first time. We'll go ahead and build it now. Just click there and it will attempt to build the sitemap. And it did indeed build it. So we are all set now. And if we were to go look at the file manager and we were to go inside the sitemap here, you'll see that we now have two files in there, sitemap.xml and sitemap.xml.gz, which is a compressed version. If we were to view this, here's what the sitemap looks like, and it just takes the posts that are within our blog and it puts them in the sitemap and notifies Google. So that's all we need to do to set up our plugins. Now you can add more plugins if you like, but those are the basic ones you need to make your blog search engine friendly.